Welcome to Sports Broadcasting Network. Well, this is our very first podcast on this network, and I have a very special guest. First of all, sir, what is your name?
Jesse Lowe.
Mr. Lowe, how old are you?
I'm just turned 16.
Okay, and what school? Well, who do you play for?
I go to Powhatan High in Powhatan, Virginia.
All right, awesome. So what sport do you play?
I play football.
All right, football. Yeah, let's talk about some football. What is your position?
I play right guard and I play the end.
Nice, nice. So tell me about football. What made you get into playing football?
What made me get in really was my brother. Like, my family was my grandpa and my dad have always played, and my brother was playing, and then obviously I saw him play and I just kind of started from there.
Okay. And then what when you're at the field, okay, and we talked about this, about, you know, what is like if you're playing in the rain? Let's talk about that. How do you like playing in the rain? Because some players are like, I like playing in the rain. It's slippery out there. You know, let's talk about playing in the rain.
Yeah, when I play, I mean, I love the rain. I've always, like, me and all the big guys have always loved the rain. And, I mean, I love it, but I know the receivers and the quarterbacks don't, so I don't ever really see a problem with it. I mean, sometimes it can be a little annoying slipping and stuff, but it's not too bad for me at least.
Yeah, and you're a junior, right? So you go to school, you go, you know, you have your regular school, of course, your high school, you know, and how hard is it to juggle, you know, because I mean, when I was in school and playing sports, it was always hard to, hey, I got to go study and then I got to go play after school and then come back home. It was always, you know, hard. How do you nowadays, because I know technology now, everybody's, I got a phone, I got my computer, it's a lot faster than back in the days you're having to write stuff out. But how do you like find a balance between both?
It's not too hard. At Powhatan, my teachers are really good with it. So I kind of find time during school. And I don't usually do much studying at home, to be honest, but that's just, I just got lucky with my teachers and if I do, I can always do it on the computer whenever. So I can always find time here and there. Just, I get it done, but I also don't get a lot either.
Yeah, I heard you have a great coach, you know, and your coach is amazing. What's your coach's name? So give him a shout out.
Coach Henderson. Coach Henderson. We all love Coach Henderson.
What is the hardest part about being so young and playing ball? You know, do you see a career? And you know, tell me about your career aspects. Hey, I want to play ball, you know, in college and then NFL. Or, and let's talk about, you know, your coach is amazing coach from where we've spoken about before. But tell me, Bill, about what is the hardest thing you see playing ball right now?
Playing right now is just my age. I mean, I've been playing for 3 years, and it's just, you always have to find a ride, but like, I can't drive yet. I just, like I said, I just turned 16. So it's like just finding rides. Cause I mean, we do have to be up there a lot and be back. So that's really the hardest part about really getting up there and getting to practice. That's probably the hardest part really. And then, about college. Yeah, I definitely want to go to college, and play football, hopefully at the D1 level, but, I'm also going to be getting my degree in probably law enforcement.
Awesome. That's good. That's a good career right there. Law enforcement is awesome, you know? So let's talk about if you were on a perfect field or a perfect game, you know, if you could say, hey, you know what? This is a perfect game scenario for me. You know, what would it be?
Probably definitely a home game, a homecoming game at home at Powhatan High School. And against our rivals, Midlothian, and we would definitely win, and then we would have a big, big celebration after. And it's probably, and right in the fall when it's about 50 degrees.
Nice, nice. Now, you're sitting there on the, you know, get ready to walk in or play, or you might be sitting there on the bench, you know, the halftime, whatever, and you hear the fans, you know, you hear family screaming your name and all that. How does that make you feel? Because, you know, having a support system is always great, you know, and it's when you hear your fans and your family and people out there screaming, what would be like, what's the best thing that, you know, how's that feel to you?
It's amazing. Our student section and our stands are always packed. Usually we have a really good community. So, I mean, we're getting lit on the sidelines, honestly, especially when it's big blowout games, especially last year. And, I mean, we kind of turn around and throw our hands up, maybe throw a little something up. But our coach doesn't really let us interact with the coaches, so we got to do that behind the back.
Okay, have you ever played a team so hard that you guys are like, oh, we're gonna beat up next year? You know, have you ever had experience that where, you know, I know you're a junior, but you ever been an experience where you're like, hey, listen, I have to you know, next year we're gonna get this team. You know, have you experienced that yet?
Yeah, I mean, we got lucky this year. We have a lot of guys coming back. So next year we have really Midlothian, but we blew them out last year. But definitely Manchester and Huguenot. We're really looking at Huguenot. Huguenots, we lost to them by 1 point last year, and then another game we played in the playoff by I believe like 3 points.
Wow. And now you started practicing already today. Went out to practice. How does that feel to be back on the field again? Because I know now you guys are going back to school. You're starting to practice again. How does it feel to be back on the field?
Right now, we camp just started. I know everybody knows football camp just started, and it's not it's definitely not fun right now. We're there I'm there for about every day from 7 to 1. Like it's like 6 hour days, and we're conditioned the whole time. It's not fun, but it'll be over with sooner or later.
What is the hardest exercise you do? Because you know, every player has their own thing. You know, how do you get in the zone when you're getting ready to play? You know, like here I am getting ready to practice, or I'm getting ready for the season. You know, what is the hardest? Like, you know, some people do the squats, some do, you know, different things. So what is the hardest exercise you have right now that's a challenge to you?
When Coach Push was on the hills, I'm not gonna lie, they get after me. Those hills are not fun at all, especially when they get 20, 30 hills. I mean, you're not doing so great.
Yeah, you're young too. I mean, for a young one to say this, oh man, that must be intense. So, you know, special shout out to your coach who keep pushing you guys a lot. All right, so if you could inspire kids right now, let's say somebody else is younger, you know, if you could tell a younger version of yourself or a young kid, hey, listen, you know, don't give up or something. What can you tell them that might inspire them, you know, when they feel like they want to give up or something? What can you tell them from being, you know, being young and playing? What advice can you give somebody that's entering football or looking into play football? What do you recommend?
Honestly, just I have no strategies really. I mean, it's just you just gotta think to yourself and make yourself go, really. You just have to have the determination and just have that a good mindset about it, and get up in the morning, because you're not gonna want to, and get up and go, and just that's just the mindset that you have to have to keep pushing.
Awesome. Okay, so one last thing. Tell me your stats. Your high, you know, what's your stats? Because people say, well, I want to know his stats. You know, tell me your stats.
I'm about 6'4", 270 right now going into season. I just started playing defense this year. Really, I mean, I played last year, but only on goal line. I only had maybe 10 tackles on defense last year. But this year I'm gonna be starting defense and offense. But so hopefully this year I'm gonna have a few. But I've been playing for 3 years, ever since my freshman year in varsity, and yeah.
All right, awesome. All right, Jesse. Well, thank you for taking your time. I know you're a busy young man. Also, thank you so much for being on this podcast. So, tell us your name of your high school again.
Powhatan High School, Powhatan, Virginia.
All right, you guys. Well, you guys heard it from Jesse. Thank you so much, sir, for being on here today. And we look forward to following you around. You know, we'll call you back in a couple months and see how you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.